All right, guys, quick intro to this. Just want to give you guys a heads up. The show got pieced together this week. We had like multiple conversations over different hours of the day or whatever, but it was kind of a pieced together episode. It was really fun. We had a really, really long conversation, Ant and I did, about a certain subject, certain article that we read. We didn't expect to do that because we normally don't read our articles before we read them on the air, so we have a really fresh reaction to the articles. But this is what it is. We had a 45-minute long conversation. We're going to take that conversation and put it in a separate episode that we're going to label like debates when A and I have certain discussions. The other thing is that you're going to hear a couple of discussions here that we've had over the last couple of weeks with Wayne or whatnot that are completely separate from the show because we had to cut out that 45-minute discussion from the show. So I hope you guys enjoy it. I'll let you know when it comes on throughout the show. Enjoy it. Again, email us at dsjnp.com@gmail.com. We love you guys listening. Thanks for listening. Here's the show. Cerebral Satire uses adult language and is for adult listeners only. It has the explicit tag for a reason. Welcome to Cerebral Satire, episode 15, ladies and gentlemen. And I say man because I'm talking to my main man, Ant. What's up, Ant?
Not too bad, thanks, mate. It's Valentine's week, isn't it?
Yeah, Valentine's week, so that means I just want to crawl into a hole and fucking kill myself, although I don't really do the whole Valentine's Day thing. I've been lucky. You know what? I'll talk about that in a minute. You and Amy doing all right? You guys made up?
Yeah,
kiss, kiss, hug, hug.
We're all good. Valentine's, though, isn't it? We don't do Valentine's.
You guys don't do Valentine's?
Fuck no.
All right. Well, I got to address something real quick. Charlie from the... I know you don't want to do this, but I'm going to do it anyway. Charlie from All Wine Aside on the Trinity Tapas Network decided to talk about us this week. And I know you heard it, right?
I did.
What do you think? I think I called her a prude.
I did not call her a prude.
Okay, so then it was me.
You called her a prude.
I did call her a prude. Okay.
But, you are a bit of a cunt. So.
I am a bit of a cunt. She does like the show, and I appreciate that, Charlie. I did listen to your episode. It was very good. I will say that the parts that you guys talk about, your menstruation and your UTIs, not for me. Not.
Well, it is called... It is called All What? It's supposed to be a show for women. So.
Yes, yes, and I understand
but,
that.
But Charlie, I'm not happy because I drink wine.
And, I drink wine too.
You know, I haven't been invited on. So.
And I haven't been invited on. Now, Charlie,
I don't think you're invited. You'll ever be.
I don't think I'll ever be invited now. I will say this. Sloan, who is one of their, so they have Brooke, Sloan, and Charlie on that show, right?
Sloan, I like that name.
Sloan sounds very attractive. I'm just saying. She sounds
attractive.
I don't know.
Don't get that.
I just don't know. I don't know. Charlie doesn't sound that attractive, but I think I've seen her on Twitter. She's pretty attractive. Sloane sounds super attractive, sleeping with like one of her brother-in-laws or something.
Okay, I didn't hear. I only heard.
Yeah, I heard that whole episode. So sleeping with like one of her brother-in-laws or something sounds super attractive. Like I would not mind taking a look at Sloan and seeing what's going on and maybe even taking her out. Brooke's married, but she's got kids. You know, I'm
off
of that.
What's wrong with that?
No. That's nothing. There's nothing wrong with that. I don't want to say that.
What's wrong with having kids, man?
Nothing's wrong with having kids. I'm not saying about the kids. I'm saying she's married. She's got kids. She sounds like she's in a great relationship. That's what I was trying to say.
Right.
You interrupted me. That's what I'm trying to say.
Whereas the other one sounds easy.
I didn't say that either, Sloan. I didn't say that. Ant said that, Sloan, not me. I want to find out what you're all about.
So I've got no opinion.
I just want to say, I want to find out what you're all about, Sloan, not that you're easy. I'm saying. So Charlie said that.
That would be the most awkward date ever, I reckon.
But it'd be fantastic, though. So Charlie.
You'd end up going home cry wanking.
You know me. I always go home cry wanking. It doesn't matter. Quai. I've been drinking.
I'm quai.
Quai. Very quai. Very quai. So Charlie revealed that she has a hormonal imbalance about her sex drive.
I don't care.
Well, I know you don't care, but I care.
Not about women's problems.
No. It's not women's. This is an everybody problem. Some men have this problem too.
Okay. I thought you were going to start talking about...
No, I'm not going to start talking about their period and their bits and stuff. I'm just talking about her hormonal problems because she doesn't have a very high sex drive. That's not what I meant, Charlie. And if you play the MP3 back or play the episode back on your show, it states the fact that you having a problem with your mate, with your, I guess mate would be the best word, with your partner masturbating is the problem, and that's why I called you a prude. It had nothing to do with how, I don't know how high your sex drive is. I don't know how low your sex drive is. I don't even know anything about your sex drive. But you talking to old school about how you did not like the fact that your male partner masturbated was the problem that I had.
That was the worst kiss ever.
Well, I want a kiss. Can I have a kiss, Amy?
He wants a kiss as well now.
Can I have a kiss, please?
All right, night.
I'm in the relationship.
You're like the third wheel.
Thank you.
Of the relationship.
I don't mind being a third wheel. I get all the best parts.
You're the delinquent son.
That means I get all the anal.
Jesus Christ, move on.
So, Charlie, that's not why I said it. I said it because you have a problem with your partner masturbating. If you would like to address that, I would like to hear the answer to that.
Oh, and... God, is this going to be like tit for tat like, for the next
I would love to, if she wants to come on, and I would love to come on her show. She wants to come on our show. I would love for that to happen, too. I'm all down for that. But I'm just saying.
Okay. You maybe do it as a special.
That's fine. I'll do it.
I
will do it as a special.
I'm not involved in this.
I don't mind doing it as a special. I'm down for that.
But anyway, I'm the charming British one, so let's move on.
Some people don't think you're very charming. All right, let's move on.
I'm a wanker, but there you go.
I made a Valentine for you. The heart shape says, I love you. H-E-A-R-T. 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 The heart shape says, I love you.
It's Valentine's Day, Aunt.
It is Valentine's Day.
Well, not like today is Valentine's Day. Like 4 days
love
from now is going to be Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
So actually,
everywhere I look around.
Oh my God. My ears are bleeding.
Sorry, mate.
Valentine's Day is February 14th. Many people exchange cards, candy, gifts, or flowers with their special Valentine. The day of romance we all call Valentine's Day is named for a Christian martyr that dates back to the 5th century, but has origins in the Roman holiday Lupercalia.
Nailed it. Fucking awesome.
So what do you do for Valentine's Day, man?
Fuck all.
You don't do nothing?
No. We used to... I don't think we've ever gone out.
Never. Well, it's almost...
I don't think we've ever exchanged cards.
Let me tell you how hard it is to get a fucking restaurant. Oh, yeah. Oh, my God, dude. It's impossible to get my God.
But yeah, no, it's just... It's happy bullshit day, isn't it? I don't need a specific day in the calendar to tell me how much I love my missus. I can do that any day. So, you know, to me, giving a card saying, oh, I love you, when I tell her I love her every day, so what's the fucking point? Why am I putting... £2 to Hallmark just so they can sell some more cards. We do occasionally I'll go out and buy steak and I'll cook up a steak dinner and we'll have that.
It's a good Valentine's Day.
And that's sort of what we do and that's about it. So we just have a dinner in like we do every night. So.
I've been pretty lucky, man. Over the years, one of my girlfriends over the years, like very, very long ago maybe, one of my girlfriends was super into Valentine's Day, but all the rest of them have been way cool about Valentine's Day. None of them were into it. The thing I do, like if I'm like, sitting on the couch and all of a sudden she's like, oh, we're out of beer or we're out of wine or whatever. I'm like, all right, let me go down and get some beer or wine from the store. So
one day you can be nice to her, is it?
What one day? What?
No, she's just like, you're telling her. Usually you tell her what to do and then it's one day that you think, oh, no, I'll do it for you, darling.
Do you want breakfast
in bed today?
No.
Give her breakfast in bed every day.
I don't know where you got that from. So it could be any day. Literally, I've done this multiple times every single year. I pop down to the store. I get whatever, eggs or whatever we need for dinner or whatever. And I get like a bouquet of roses or like some flowers or a bag of candy that they like or something like that. I do it throughout the entire year. So Valentine's Day really doesn't mean a lot to me when you give them special gifts throughout the entire year, right? I mean, am I wrong on that?
I've never been with a girl that's liked Valentine's. So I don't know if you could tell me what that girl that you was with that was proper over on it.
It's been a long time ago. I think it was like, just the fact that this was in high school or probably even middle school.
Did she expect shit? Like,
yeah, she did. Mm-hmm.
Well, why should you expect?
And she, this is the worst part about it. She gave me like a forewarning of it. Be like, Valentine's Day is coming up.
Oh.
Like, I'm a big fan of Valentine's Day. Like, she literally spoke it. Like, I'm a big fan of Valentine's Day. Now, this is not a adult woman I'm talking to. This is definitely
okay. So you're little kiddies.
Yeah, yeah, we're kids. So like, it was a big deal. It was like, Dad, you need to take me to the store so I can get some fucking roses and shit, and I have to do this. And my dad's like, what are you talking about? My dad's like, I get your mom like a balloon and a red rose. What are you talking about? Like, this girl is just, I'm dating her and she's like super into Valentine's Day and blah blah blah. Yeah.
See, I think a few of my friends are into it because I said I wanted
your
to go.
Your guy friends?
What?
Your guy friends?
Yeah, my guy friend. No, yeah, like their missuses are into it.
Oh, okay, gotcha, okay.
And so they obviously get caught up in that, don't they? Because I wanted to go out Saturday night and I didn't realise it was Valentine's night this Saturday. And I'm like, are you coming out? And they're like, nah, it's Valentine's, isn't it? Hey, yeah. Have you got a vagina yourself? I'm not getting peer pressured into staying in with my missus.
That's good,
just
man.
Because everyone else fucking does.
Exactly. No, but the bad thing is you can't do anything because all the other guys are at the fucking restaurant paying some amount of money, $200, $300 for a fucking meal that they don't even want to be there for.
I know. It's just a lie. Valentine's is a lie.
You want some stuff? You want some history behind it?
Not really, because it's shit. I don't even think I can believe the history behind it.
Well,
really?
I mean, St. Valentine's Day began celebration one or more early Christian saints named Valentine. So there's been several martyrs. Stories were invented for the various Valentines that belonged to February 14th and added later to Martyrology. A popular hagiographical account of St. Valentine's of Rome states that he was imprisoned for performing weddings for soldiers who were forbidden to marry or ministering to Christians who were persecuted under Roman Empire. According to legend, during his imprisonment, he healed the daughter of his jailer. Asterisk, as an embezzlement to his story, states that before his execution, he wrote her a letter signed Your Valentine as a farewell. Today, St. Valentine's Day is officially feast day in the Damn it.
You're doing good tonight.
Anglican community, as well as in Lutheran Church and Eastern Orthodox Church.
Fucking hell.
I'm spot on tonight, buddy. Also celebrate St. Valentine's Day, the Albet, July 6th and July 30th, the former date in honor of the Roman Presbyterian St. Valentine, and latter date in honor of Her Martyr Valentine, the Bishop of Intermana in Brazil. The Dia La Solvatine is recognized on June 12th. So that's where St. Valentine's Day come from. Essentially, a lot of people killed themselves or were killed for their religion.
So the whole premise of Valentine's
is about death. The whole premise of Valentine's is about death.
Yeah, it's just stupid.
That's so fantastic. All right.
So anyway, if your missus likes Valentine's, she gets all soppy woppy over it. Either you're doing something wrong during the whole year, or she needs to go, mate.
She had to go.
She gotta go.
Oh, romance is in the air.
Having fun, bro? Like that is.
I'm having a good time, bro.
I've been in this truck since business school.
I killed my wife.
Tear.
The face blanket saved my marriage. Would you buy one? This is from themirror.co.uk. And this is your story.
This is my story.
Yep. Would you want to hear the video?
Oh, is there a video?
There is.
Okay.
All right. God damn, it's a commercial first, then there's a video.
How long is the video?
Just like a minute, 45. The commercial's 3 minutes.
Fuck the video, then.
Oh, wait, there it is. Okay.
You want to keep your face warm, but you don't want to raise your heating bill. Cold weather camping trips can be ruined when your face gets too cold trying to sleep. Blankets work but they're hard to keep in place, and you end up breathing stale air. It's almost impossible to sleep with your head under a blanket for long without having to uncover your head for fresh air. Sleep masks block out light, but your face still gets cold. Now there's the face blanket, the blanket with a breathing hole. The face blanket keeps your face totally warm and lets you breathe outside air while saving on heating costs and camping outside. So now you can sleep in total warmth and comfort in any setting. The kids will love a new security blanket in the form of a face blanket. Face blanket makes a great holiday gift. The face blanket is made of luxurious soft fleece with a specially designed breathing hole that will fit everyone. So now you can sleep on your back or side in total warmth from head to toe. Perfect for everyone. But that's not all the face blanket can do. Teens can use the face blanket as a prop while they sneak out of the house. Hunters can sleep in the wild and not disturb wildlife. Instantly become unrecognizable with the face blanket when you see an ex or someone else you don't want to see at a party. A Halloween mask to scare trick-or-treaters. Useful when you're not in the mood. Climbing a mountain? Good thing there's the face blanket. And when you buy the face blanket, you're helping save the planet because our soft, luxurious fleece is made from recycled pop bottles. So don't be the one with the cold face. Order the face blanket now.
This is a lie. This is a lie. This is bullshit.
It's not.
This is
the story about the face blanket.
No, this is a lie.
It isn't a lie. This is true. You can purchase one on Amazon right now, my friend.
All right.
Okay? Yep. So go buy one.
Explain it to me right now.
Okay, so essentially it looks like a glory hole, right?
It totally looks like a glory hole.
I can't really... Or it's a cross between a glory hole and a burqa. So you put it over your face to keep warm or to sleep and things like that.
Oh my God, it is. It's real.
But blatantly, you're just using it as a glory hole, really. And one happy customer wrote that the face blanket saved his marriage. Now, I don't know how it saved his marriage, but...
It's real, guys. It's legitimately, it's fucking real. Oh my God, that commercial is bullshit. That commercial is the fakest commercial I've ever seen. Guys, if you get a chance, mirror.co.uk/news/weird. You know what? Just follow the fucking link in the notes, guys. You have to watch that video. It's insane. It's insane. It looks like they're putting small cocks through a hole in the blanket.
So if you went back to a woman's place, right, and she said, "Vamp, can you put this on your head, please?" What'd you say?
What am I putting in my head?
The face blanket. She don't want to see your ugly fucking mush. But she wants a tongue in, right?
Am I getting a blowjob in this? Am I getting laid? What's going on?
No, you got to lick her. But
I got to lick her through the blanket?
Yeah, through the hole. The little hole in the blanket.
I'm not licking her through the hole.
But she doesn't want to see your face.
I don't mind her not seeing my face if I'm fucking her, but I'm not licking her vagina through. No, that's not happening.
All right, if she said, right, get on top. Mm-hmm. You've got to get on top of me, but you've got to wear the face blanket.
I don't care. I'm wearing the face blanket.
Really?
Yeah, I don't care.
You're fucking so shy.
Fucking hell, dude. It's been a long time since I got laid. I'm willing to pretty much do anything at this point.
Basically, you're so shallow.
I don't care.
You'd be happy to wear a plastic bag over your head.
It doesn't matter to me at this point. If I get laid, I'm good. I don't really care.
Oh, man.
It's not like I'm trying, but Lily, if it's just going to fall on my lap like that, I'm just going to go to a bar and then just chick goes, follow me home or whatever. I don't care. It doesn't bother me.
You're wearing a face blanket.
I will totally wear it. Are you going to wear the face blanket? Amy says... Come fuck me, aunt. But you have to put this fucking blanket on my face. On your face. On your face. You have to put this blanket on your face.
I'm too gorgeous.
No. She wants it. It's a fetish for her.
No, I don't care.
Yeah,
you get to see my gorgeous face.
No. She doesn't want to see your face. She wants to see your nose. It's a fetish.
My nose is not that big enough.
No, she wants to see it, though. That's all she wants to see is your nose.
She wants to see my nose.
You don't get it. She doesn't give a fuck about your face anymore. She just wants to see your nose. That's it.
What is she going to do to my nose?
She's not going
to
do anything. She wants you to lick her. She wants you to fuck her. She just doesn't want you to see your face anymore. In fact, you have to walk around the house like that from now on.
Well, I've got to wear the face blanket from now on.
Everywhere.
I think I'd leave.
Your face will be toasty.
It would be. I'd have a toasty face. But, yeah, I don't think it would be good for my self-esteem.
All right, just check.
But, yeah. But they're $8, these face blankets.
They are. They are. $9 in America.
So, yeah.
Please go buy them, because if you buy them and you send us pictures, I will mention you in the show, because you'll be the saddest person on the planet.
I might buy you one.
Everybody ready? It's time to
teach why.
You guys ready for some learning? Let's teach Wayne some shit.
I forgot about that.
Did you forget about that?
Great intro. Great intro.
Thank you.
Oh, dear. Wayne?
Yeah.
If a foreigner gives birth on a plane while flying over the USA, the baby is automatically a US citizen.
Does that count for any country then?
Is that true?
What do you mean? No, it's just USA. Just USA.
So what happens if you're flying over France?
I don't know.
It's France doesn't want it, man.
That's just it. I'm just saying about USA.
Okay. Is that because we have the best air force in the world?
Have you?
So we actually own the sky above us?
No one owns the sky. What are you on about? You own the sky.
Evidently, we own the sky. If the baby's born above us, we own it.
Fucking Americans think they own everything, but
evidently we do.
Yeah.
How many babies do you reckon born in the air then?
That's a good question, Wayne. Ant, how many babies are born in the air?
I think you was thrown in the air. But
surely, right, if you're proper big, plump, they wouldn't let you on the plane, would they?
No. You'd have to have like a doctor's certificate and things like that to be able to fly, don't you? So I'd imagine it's a very rare case, and I doubt it's happened.
Probably only allow you in America because they dish them out like notes like candy, Zed, so.
They were?
They don't worry.
No, go on.
I'm just gonna say, like, doctors like over there, because they're being paid, it's not like NHS where they refuse to do anything that might cost them, because you're paying in America. They probably let you go up in the planes if you're pregnant, and that's why they had to make the law.
Yeah, I don't know what the health insurance people would think of that, but yeah. All right. Yeah, but if you're American, why would you want to be a US citizen by being born in the sky of America?
I can't tell if this has ever been done.
Well, so you're saying then this is actually a plot for like immigrants then? So they get like a little, I don't know. Could you get a hand glider, pop one out, like bomb, like as you're flying over, and then they'd be American?
It's a very good point, but I don't think that would suffice. I think you'd have to be on an aeroplane where you've got a passport, etc. You've gone through the terminologies. You can't just fucking turn up at US immigration, like me and you, turn up at immigration, holding
a kid out,
going, "Hey, mate, she's just popped one out. Can I be a USA citizen now?"
It doesn't work.
I don't think it works quite like that.
I can't tell. I can only see like one experience from The Guardian that's ever happened. That's somebody who's actually given birth on a plane. I'm sure it does, but all the rest of the stuff that I find on Google is all like, what if, you know?
Yeah. Okay. So, good fact, Wayne, or not?
I'd just like to know if you could do that anywhere.
You probably could.
If you look at Wikipedia, it has a bunch of different laws, Wayne. Each country's different.
I can't read, so why put me over to Wikipedia?
Do you like coffee, Wayne?
Not really.
Oh, right. Oh, fucking hell. This one's going to go over your head then. So a Starbucks Grande Coffee. A Starbucks Grande Coffee has 320 milligrams of caffeine, over four times the amount of caffeine in a Red Bull. And the Starbucks Cinnamon Chip Scone has more calories than a McDonald's Quarter Pounder with 480 calories.
So all in all then, Starbucks is quite unhealthy.
Coffee is unhealthy.
You drink coffee?
The scone isn't coffee.
No, but it's got caffeine in it. And I said
what, the scone?
Why would a scone have caffeine in it? It's not, I don't, well, it's got cinnamon chips. I suppose it's got chocolate in it, so it will have caffeine slightly, but yes. I was saying about the coffee having caffeine. Caffeine's not really healthy, is it?
No.
And it's got four times the amount of a Red Bull.
So you get off your tits then. Did you hear about that woman that got caffeine poisoning once? Because the machine at the coffee place that she worked went faulty. So she kept thinking she was having coffee shots, whatever they're called. I don't know. Espressos, are they?
Yeah, espressos. Yeah.
And that was pumping 8 times what that should have been in. And she had a heart attack.
You'd know that. You'd fucking know.
No, she had a heart attack. Look it up. She was being slowly poisoned by her
eight
own coffee
times
machine.
The amount...
I don't know the exact how many times over, but she got poisoned by her own coffee machine.
Well, she's a fucking retard that deserves to have a heart attack. Because if I occasionally have an espresso, just to perk me up, just a little boom, done, I'm awake. And if you have a double espresso, you fucking taste the difference, and it tastes like fucking syrup. To have an 8 fucking shot of espresso would taste absolutely foul.
I don't know if it was 8, but she had something ridiculous.
He's talking nonsense.
I'm not, right, fuck it, I'm gonna look on fucking line for it. That's it.
Don't worry about it, I'll believe you.
Wayne's
believe
about to teach you some shit.
You carry on, I'll be looking for it.
Wayne, the segment's about you, buddy.
He's off. He's gone.
That's fine. That's fine. Let him go. Let him go.
Overdose drama. A girl had 14 cups of espresso. A teenage waitress overdosed on caffeine after drinking 14 shots of espresso. Jasmine Willis, 17, could hardly breathe and was taken to the hospital on a high temperature and heart palpitations. She had drunk almost 3 times the recommended daily amount of caffeine in just 4 hours.
Yeah.
Willis...
She's had 14 separate espressos in 4 hours. She's a fucking idiot.
14 espressos in 4 hours? No wonder she deserves to fucking die.
That is gonna race your heart a little bit, isn't it? No? He's still reading.
She's fat as well.
I've lost him. He's gone, isn't he? He can't do 2 things at once.
Nope, told you.
There we go. So, told you that was right. A story.
Thanks, Wayne.
Thanks for proving that, Wayne.
Thank you so much for proving us wrong, Wayne.
Wayne?
Yeah?
Do you know washing your hands could save more lives worldwide than any vaccine, according to a study by the World Health Organization?
I saw this documentary once where they put ultraviolet stuff on and they can track where you wash your hands, and a lot of people don't like wash their hands properly.
What? Wait a minute. What? Say it again.
They put like purple ultraviolet shit on their hands, told to go and wash it off. Washing. Obviously, you can't see it in normal light, so they're washing, thinking, oh, they're clean. Oh, look at me, I'm clean. And then they put the ultraviolet light over their hands, and it's like, well, look, what you fucking missed. That's disgusting. And belittled them on national television.
Do you wash your hands after a piss?
I do when I have piss, but no, I was going to joke. I can't, because I don't want that going out. I was going to say, but not when I pick my arsehole, but I don't even want that going out as a joke, because people will actually believe that.
When you pick your asshole?
Well, I do believe it, but... See, sometimes I can piss without holding my cock, so...
Yeah, I do too.
You know.
What, flop on your trousers, it?
Yeah.
No, I can pop it out, mate. Mm-hmm. It flops out. I can piss without washing up, doing anything with my hands. I've even had compliments from men whilst being on the piss, because I'm standing there with my hands on my hips, and they're going, that's impressive.
So what?
That's impressive.
So you do like shows then? So you sit there and go, look what I can do, I'm not even touching it.
Yeah, pretty much. That's pretty much.
And people will eventually sit there and go, that's pretty good, mate.
Yeah, I've had a few compliments about it. That's impressive. So it's the door, isn't it? The fucking.
Do you
thing
get change through at you afterwards? Like a couple of pounds through on the floor, right? Yeah.
No. Now, what I was going to say is, like, you can wash your hands all you like, but when you touch that fucking door, open the door again, you're getting all the fucking dirty germs of the people that don't wash their hands.
So you're saying just don't bother?
I'm not saying don't bother, I'm just saying don't touch the fucking door handle on the way out.
They should invent, like, a little hook that you could, like, open doors with.
What do you mean, Wayne? What do you mean a hook? What do you mean a hook?
Just like a little hook you put in your pocket, right? And you could even hold your cock with it while you have a piss. And you could open doors with it. It's like a piss protector hook. You could hold your dick with it. You could even undo your fly with it, because that'd have a little sharp tip.
And you could have, like, you know, like the baby dummies. You could put it in a little Carrygo steriliser. I think you're onto something, Wayne. I think we're on something here.
You could lift toilet seats with it.
Yeah.
If someone annoyed you, you could stab the pissy end in their eyes.
Oh, fucking hell. Oh,
there you go.
Jesus. Okay.
What do you call it, Wayne? The piss hook?
Yeah. Buy that domain route as well, Ant. Pisshook.com.
Okay. Wayne?
Yeah?
Do you know living next to a nuclear power plant for 1 year gives you 100 times less radiation than eating a bag of potato chips every day for 1 year?
There's really radiation in potatoes.
Well, ask Americans because they fucking eat enough.
There's radiation in everything.
Well, oh yeah, but only traces.
Yeah.
But, like, you could... But then again, the plants are fairly sealed, aren't they?
Yeah.
They're pretty safe.
So, obviously, there's a lot of that talk around my way because of sizable power station. So.
Power station or nuclear station?
Nuclear.
Do you guys have a nuclear station near you?
Yep, sizable. If it blew up, that'd blow away the bum of the country.
No one would notice.
No.
Yeah. It's not Chernobyl, is it? Because you're a bit freaky.
Chernobyl.
No, Chernobyl.
Grenoble's say, French, isn't it?
Grenoble?
That's France.
Chernobyl. Say it correct. Say it like the Ukrainians do. It's their country.
So
it's
if like, it's Ukraine, you go...
Say Paris rather than Paris, because that's how they say it. It's Paris.
Fuck off, you say that.
I don't. But it's Chernobyl. Share knob all. Share the singer knob.
Is that you in the toilet again when you get compliments? Anthony, share knob all.
Do you want to share my knob all? Do you want to knob all my share? But yeah, anyway. Are we done with that one?
Well, just eat less crisps.
Superb. Wayne,
yeah,
this one's aimed at you because I think this might have taken your record. A skeleton only 6 to 8 inches long was discovered outside a Chilean ghost town. It was declared to be human and to have lived to have been about 8 years old. A definite explanation for its size, mutations and origin has not yet been found.
What? Eight inches?
8 inches long.
What, from head to toe?
So think of your cock and times it by four.
What, just perfectly formed or did it have a big head? Because they've got, like, yeah.
What does it matter how big the head was?
Well, I just want to know if it was, like, perfectly formed or if it had bits, like, out of shape.
What does it matter? Why has it got to be John Merrick?
What does it matter? That's an 8-inch fucking person.
Yeah, they don't know.
That's
they
already
know.
Pretty damn freaky.
Which says a definite explanation for its size, mutations, and origin has not yet been found. So I'd imagine it did have slight mutations. So it could have had a big head.
Imagine what you could do if you're 8 inches tall. You could sneak into like changing rooms and
why would you sneak
hide on top
room?
Of stuff. And
why would you sneak into changing rooms?
Why not?
Why a changing room? Why a man's football changing room?
I wouldn't go into a man's changing room.
Oh, right. Oh, right. I thought that's what you meant.
So you sneak into a woman's changing room? Like, what type of changing room?
The WWE Divas locker
room. WWE Divas locker room. Okay.
And then I'd hide on top of the locker, and then they'd be like, oh, look, there's an 8-inch toy up here.
I say that every time I go into a locker room.
How are you getting on top of the lockers, Wayne? If you're 8 inches tall, how are you getting on top of the locker?
Oh, that's easy. I asked Big Show. He put me up.
Fucking hell, this is getting weird.
What else would you do, Wayne?
Would you climb inside a vagina?
You could.
And sleep in there like a sleeping bag.
That'd be cheaper than going to a water park. You just go up the vagina, then they go to the toilet and whoosh!
What the fuck?
What else would you do, Wayne?
If I paid you £5, if you was 8 inches long, and I said, get in, you got to climb into Claire's arsehole.
Yeah, you got to climb into my arsehole.
I'm not climbing into your arsehole.
Would you do it?
Whose arsehole?
Claire's.
Your mum's.
Your mum's.
No.
Claire's.
No, what's the point already?
I like the way he's gotten them playing. Oh, dear.
So if you're 8 inches long, you would climb into a vagina, but you wouldn't climb into Claire's asshole?
Well, it depends what vagina.
Like,
if it's just some random woman with a sweat problem walking past my door, no, I'm not climbing up there.
You wanna climb into my vagina?
Do you reckon my voice would be higher? I'd be like, hello.
It already is, mate. You're already only fucking 9 inches tall now, so don't get all Napoleon on me. Right, Wayne?
Yeah?
The year 2015 would be 1 second longer than usual. On the June the 3rd... Let me finish then. Fucking hell. On June the 30th, the world will have a leap second added to a universal time standard. Leap seconds are added every few years because the speed of the Earth's rotation varies slightly compared to the accuracy of atomic clocks.
Is that June 30th, he said?
June 30th.
Does that mean my dad's birthday is a second longer?
Yep.
Wow.
He's just shitting on these ones, isn't he?
That was the best answer ever. That's all he had to say. Move on. What's the next one?
Right. The secretary told Steve Jobs she was late for work because her car wouldn't start. Jobs came back to her the same afternoon and threw her a set of keys for a brand new Jaguar, saying, "Here, don't be late anymore."
Did he really?
Yeah, yep. That's
there. So what was she in the company? She must have been something pretty damn important.
She was a secretary.
She couldn't just have been the fucking cleaner.
Didn't you listen to what Anne said? She was his secretary.
He obviously really doesn't like paperwork then.
What?
Well, if he's got the secretary a card to make sure she's on time, then he obviously really didn't want to pick up anything that he like dishes out to her.
Or he wanted her to do her fucking job and didn't want to be late anymore.
Have you ever had a secretary, Wayne?
No, I ain't.
Have you ever dealt with a secretary?
No, I ain't.
Okay.
Receptionists.
So what's your idea of a secretary? Describe that to me.
Dog's body.
Dog's body. What is that? I don't know what that is. What is that?
That means just someone that will do your bidding.
Do your bidding. Secretaries are not people that just do your bidding.
They do like the you're basically the person, but without the credit.
No, that's personal assistants.
Which are secretaries.
No, that's not true at all. Secretaries work at a business.
Secretaries are there for shagging as well, don't forget that.
So you think all secretaries are there for shagging?
Not all. You do occasionally get a male secretary.
I like the way he was very PC there.
I did. I like that too.
He's very PC there. I don't know, Wayne. I think quite a lot of them are, but there you go.
Okay. I got nothing else to say.
Obviously, some employers may install more power on their secretary. Others will literally use them just to make coffee. It depends on the employer, don't it? So there.
Okay, there you go. So there.
I'm with Wayne on that one, actually.
Okay, go ahead.
Some schizophrenics can tiggle themselves. Mentally sane people can predict the sensory consequences of their own actions and reduce them, where schizophrenics have trouble recognizing their own actions and often attribute their behavior to an alien source.
Masturbation must be a world of fun for them. That's not my hand.
Wayne?
Yeah.
Hans and Margaret Ray, two Jews, fled Paris in 1940 on bicycles Hans had built. They escaped just hours before the Nazis see Paris. Among the few possessions they carried was the illustrated manuscript of the first Curious George book, which they would later get published in New York.
I feel like saying well done, I don't know.
What do you mean, well done?
Because he made a bike, he got on it, and then he published a novel. And he didn't get caught.
A novel, Wayne?
I don't know, what's Curious fucking George?
It's about a little monkey.
About a little monkey. With the guy with the yellow hat.
Starred by Will Ferrell.
Monkey?
You never heard of Curious George?
I had the image of a monkey in my head. I didn't know.
What type of childhood what books did you read when you were a kid?
What was that called? Was it Puddle Lane? What? I love Puddle Lane.
Oh, I love Puddle Lane as well, to be fair. Puddle Lane's great.
All right. You had to read another book.
Green Eggs and Ham.
Dr.
Did you ever
Seuss?
Read that?
The Places You'll Go.
What the fuck?
Horton Hears a Who.
What?
Horton.
That's what I said. Horton. Horton Hears a Who.
That's your accent, sorry. What about Funny Bones? Did you read Funny Bones book?
Oh, fucking Funny Bones. I love Funny Bones. In the dark, dark town, there was a dark, dark street. And in the dark, dark street, there was a dark, dark house. And in the dark, dark house, I don't know anymore.
There was a dark, dark basement. In the dark, dark basement, some skeletons lived. Fucking hell, you done most of it.
I know. I was just going to say it's probably about to end.
Jesus Christ. What about Roald Dahl? Was you a fan of Roald Dahl?
Clifford the Big Red Dog.
Yeah.
You didn't like Roald Dahl?
No, sorry, my Xbox controller cut out because I'd stopped playing FIFA.
Did you like Roald Dahl?
I loved Roald Dahl. BFG, yeah.
One
The
book,
Thingy
brilliant.
And the Peach, George and the Giant Peach. That witch one, that free
it's
witch
James.
One.
It's James and the Giant Peach, you fucking idiot. You said George and the Giant Peach.
I must have had the, I don't know, European version.
Oh, dear. All right, that's good enough of that one.
Yeah. Cat in the Hat, that's not Roald Dahl.
No, who's Cat in the Hat?
It's a French thing, isn't it? It's about a cat in a hat, funnily enough.
Yeah, but I said, have you read Green Eggs and Ham? And you said no.
What the hell is Green Eggs and Ham?
Cat in the Hat's Dr. Seuss.
What?
Do you know who Dr. Seuss is?
Dr. Seuss.
Dr. Seuss.
Dr. Sayers in Planet of the Apes.
No, we're not talking about Planet Dr. Sayers, Dr. Sayers.
Dr. Sayers.
Dr. Sayers.
All right, guys, we may be doing a Dr. Seuss show with Wayne where he reads Dr. Seuss.
Ooh, Dr. Sayers.
Can't. Have you ever heard? Obviously, you've read Cat and the Hat.
Yeah.
What about Green Eggs and Ham? No?
What the fuck is Green Eggs and Ham?
Oh, fuck's sake. Okay.
Sounds like moldy egg.
Shit.
Help!
The fuck is watching porn?
I can't click off. I can't click off. Okay, thank you. Okay.
It's watching Spanish porn.
Sorry.
What about the Lorax?
Lorax?
Lorax.
Lorax.
L-O-R-A-X.
Lorax.
Fucking hell. Yes, Lorax. Have you read that?
That rings a bell.
It's got Danny DeVito in the film, I believe. What about The Grinch Stole Christmas?
Fucking Grinch.
You've heard of The Grinch?
Yeah.
Horton Hears a Who?
In Tim Horton's A Coffee Shop.
Okay.
Cat will like that one. Cat will like that from another podcast.
Right, but that they're all Dr. Seuss books anyway.
Cat in a Hat.
Yeah. Yes, fucking Cat in a Hat
is Dr. Seuss, buddy.
He wrote all those books.
Oh, my God.
He's, I don't know. He's switched off again, hasn't he?
I don't know what he's going to do. How is he going to have a child? How's he going to have a kid and not know who Dr. Seuss is?
Roald Dahl's kid is Sophie Dahl, and she's a chef.
She was a model. She was the first plus size model, I believe.
She's not plus size, is she?
She was. Google her.
Oh, fuck. They've really BBC have tarted her up well then.
Wayne?
Yeah?
In May 2011, two Muslim men in traditional Muslim attire were removed from an aeroplane after other passengers said they felt uncomfortable. The men were on their way to a conference on prejudice against Muslims.
Well, their men had some material, wouldn't they, to bring up? Do you reckon they made the meeting on time?
I guess they didn't.
Very true.
They could be special guests from the national news, because that'd be brought up.
Yep, very true. Okay. Right, last one. It is considered unlucky to be the third person to light a cigarette. During World War I, soldiers thought that the enemy would see the first light, they'd take their aim on the second light, and then they'd fire on the third light, killing the soldier.
Surely the aim's on the second one.
That's what I said.
Yeah. Don't matter when you fire, if you're aimed on the second dude, he's the one getting the bullet.
No. Right.
Well, no, see, you're aimed at the second one.
Right, I don't know how to answer it, because he's right, isn't he, really? I don't know how to answer that. I don't know what to say, Wayne, because I actually think you're right. Because, yeah, you'd just be aimed at him, and then when you see the other guy lighting it, then you'd just fire the other bloke that you was already aimed at. Yeah, I agree with you.
So this is a little inside track that you guys can listen to us, this little bonus thing that we just sat and had a conversation one night, just about different things, different subjects. Wayne starts out by reading a letter from Claire that's not really clarified in the clip. And then we weren't really planning on recording this, so that's why Ant is reading eating chips during this. And it's just we just have a fun discussion, so I hope you guys enjoy.
No, I'm not reading it.
Read it. Go on, read it.
Read
it. I'm not reading it. He's recording.
Read it, cunt. Read it. I'm not recording. All right, seriously, I'm going to stop.
Right. I'm not that gullible,
mate. Right, no, go
it
on.
Stopped. I swear to God, I stopped. I swear.
He doesn't believe in God, so you can't listen to that. But
why'd you remind him?
I'm just saying. No,
go ahead, read it.
Recording.
Read
go
it.
On,
read it, Wayne. You are my hun bun. Send it to me. I'll read it. Send it to me. I'll read it. I'll even read it in a British accent.
All right, I'll read it. But if this fucking comes out, then...
Go ahead and read it.
It's game over.
Game over.
I'm not playing fucking Mortal Kombat.
I was just going to say that. Mortal Kombat.
Oh, I'm in the mood to play that.
Go ahead.
Anyway, you are my humbun. You're tasty like a yum-yum. You are my number one. And you're sexy bum. Love you. You're bear bear. Kiss, 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 kiss. And then the heart face.
That's so sweet.
Not as good as what I sent to Katie, though, is it?
And you got to remember, this is while she was downstairs while I was sleeping upstairs at about 4 in the
That's
afternoon.
That's so sweet, Wayne.
That is sweet.
That's super sweet, dude. Don't you like that stuff?
It's a bit sloppy.
Oh, really?
Oh, really? You got shit on that?
Why do you have to shit on that?
I'm frustrated at the moment, you know.
Why are you frustrated?
I've got a sperm sample on Thursday, so I'm sort of been without since Sunday.
You can't even jerk off right now, can you?
No.
Oh.
Yeah,
how long is it?
Not to talk to him until Thursday.
How long has it been?
Since Sunday.
You've been since Sunday, since jerking off,
yeah.
And that's Tuesday now.
Oh yeah, I had
Tuesday
a special
now.
Wank at about 6 o'clock in the evening.
Wait, when? Also. Sunday?
Yeah.
Okay, so you haven't jerked off since Sunday.
I was
so
with you then.
Not Sunday at 6 p.m., were you?
So, you've
I bet
gone.
You had a wank when you was with Milo.
You've gone literally.
No, I didn't.
You've gone.
You're the one who announced it when you went to the
Wayne,
toilet.
Wayne, you've gone literally 48 hours since you've jerked off and you've having problems.
I'm glad it's noticed my behavior has become erratic.
God, you are such a bitch. You can't go 2 days without jerking off.
I can't, no. I'm tempted to ring a clinic up and make sure that I ain't got to provide a sample this weekend. Because there's nothing on the consultation there. It just says consultation with consultant.
Can I jerk off today, please?
Hello, darling. You're like, if I have a wank. I don't want my little sperm to fucking lose control.
No, I would put it more tactful.
I don't want my retarded sperm to miss swim.
No, I was going to put it more tactful than that and say, do I need to provide anything? There we go.
Can my retarded sperm come out and play today? Hey, no, Wayne, when you jerk on chicks' face, do they get retarded too?
What? Can I ask
that?
Wayne, you know when, like, you don't wank.
Is this Teach Wayne? Or?
Nah, this is just a scenario question.
Oh my god, my stomach hurts.
So, I still hope he's recording all this. If you, like, don't wank for a long time, do you get, like, a lot of pre-cum?
That's an issue because... Only time I get that is if you, for some reason, you stop just before you're about to come. Like, I don't know, Claire walks into the room, or...
What? What, like, walks in on you?
Yeah, and so you're so close, you dab it back in your pants, and you come, but you feel a bit slop.
I'm gonna die. I'm gonna fucking die right now.
Or the doorbell goes. And then you have to answer the door with, like, you're paranoid that it's going to seep through.
Seep through your pants. I remember, right, when I was a kid, I was wank a lot when you're a kid. Can you remember, like, the Adidas poppers?
No.
Can you remember them?
Yeah, down the trouser leg.
But they're, like, really horrible material, and I used to wank, and I used to come in my... pants, right?
You did not.
And I remember going down. I was like 13 at this time, and I went down. Someone knocked on the door, and I went downstairs. And I opened the door, and it was like the postman or someone like that. This massive wet patch. And this woman just looked straight down at it.
No.
Right.
All right.
I love massive cum all in my pants.
All right.
Oh, dear, so Wayne. You're funny.
You guys want to hear about the first time I jerked off?
The first time you jerked off?
Yeah, the first time.
Go on, then.
What item was this with?
It wasn't with any item, asshole. Okay, Mr. I jerk off and my wife sends me fucking emails from upstairs. All right. Motherfucker. The first time I jerked off, I was actually late. I jerked off when I was like 13.
Really? That's late.
That's very late. All right. Mm. Got late early, jerked off late. I jerked off in the shower before my girlfriend came over to give me a blowjob.
And then you couldn't come.
And then I couldn't come.
Oh, my mate Fisher had that problem, right? He had his girlfriend was staying away and she was coming back that day. So he had a tug in the pub. So when he got home, he'd laugh.
He had a tug in the pub?
In the pub?
Yeah, in the toilets. So he was like near enough ready for when he went home. He thought, yeah, that'd be enough time. And then he couldn't get it up. And that's why we called him Mr. Softy Whip for a white week.
When he had a tug in the pub, did he rub?
Huh?
When he had a tug in the pub, did he rub?
He rubbed.
Oh, right. You're just carrying on the ups sounds. Fair enough. And he's wubby. Oh, that didn't work.
Did he do it over a bear cub?
And when's the first time you jerked off?
I actually do remember the first time I had a wank. Because I think I must have been about 11. 11 or 12.
I think it's probably normal. 12, 11, 12. That's probably normal, right? Yeah, that's probably about
and
Avon catalog.
Right, this is a serious thing now.
Okay.
I didn't really know what my foreskin... I've never really pulled back my foreskin before.
So you're not circumcised?
No, I'm not full Jew.
I am. I'm circumcised.
Are you full Jew?
Do you want a medal?
I'm Catholic.
Yeah, but you're obviously a bit Jewish.
What did you just say? I'm Catholic
reckon,
and you say I'm a bit
he's got
Jewish?
A tight dick. I reckon that was deformed dick and I had to be
no,
cut.
No, no, no. I know, I have skin you can move. Wayne, you're not circumcised? You're circumcised?
I'm not, but my brother is because he had a deformed cock, but obviously works better than mine.
Jesus Christ, man. Can I move on to the story about me, Wayne?
Yeah, yeah, go ahead. Sorry, go ahead.
But anyway, I'd never really pulled back my foreskin before. Now...
Wait, by your 11, you never pulled back your foreskin?
Not really. Not like to...
To jerk off, like, but like to no, clean, right?
I'd never really seen it. I'd never really inspected my cock that way
that
before.
That you remember?
Yeah, that I okay. remember. So I pulled it back and I thought that maybe something was
an
wrong.
Alien was coming out.
No, I thought something was maybe wrong with it because of the shape of like the head.
And it had cheese all over it. it had
I've
cheese
seen
on
fucking
it.
Cheese you eat, mate. You fucking dirty Americans with your cheese. Fuck you, dirty cunts. But anyway, and I got so scared and I freaked myself out so much that I had to go. I ran downstairs to my mum and dad.
Did not.
I said, "Is this normal?" And they're like, yeah, it's fucking normal. I bet they were pissing themselves
at 12 years old. You're running downstairs going, is this normal?
No, I think I was a bit younger than 12, but...
That's what you said. You said you're 11 or 12 running downstairs showing your fucking dick to everybody. Fucking retarded asshole.
But yeah, that's what I did. But that was the first time I whacked.
Is this normal? Is
and
it normal
like,
that
yes,
this guitar?
This is fine.
Yes,
and then
that's fine.
That's fine, Clem Fandango.
That's fine, Clem Fandango. Go up and beat your dick, Clem Fandango.
Yeah, so I did.
Wayne, what's the first time you jerked off?
Right, this is a bit similar, I didn't used to masturbate properly. I used to just grab the fucking foreskin, rough it up, and just fucking wave it about to the point that I used to orgasm.
Wait a minute. What do you mean wave it about? What does that mean, wave it about?
You sort of nip the skin forward, so that was like a clump of skin in your hand.
Okay.
And then just fucking bashed it about. So to the point that I orgasmed, but I never ejaculated. And then I don't understand either. It worked, but I can't do it now. But then there was once where I actually ejaculated. I obviously masturbated properly, and I actually got freaked out that come out, and I tried putting it back in my dick, and obviously that's not going to work.
I imagine just fell off the sofa. You try and put it back in your dick. I'm broken. Oh, I don't think there was any worse than fucking jerking off with soap, jerking off to like weird random things when you're a 13, but trying to put cum back in your dick, that's the first thing I've ever seen in my life.
I'm actually crying.
It's like, just backing up what Aaron said though, when you start like exploring yourself at that age, you get freaked out, don't you?
Yeah, but putting it back
but in. But putting it back in? Did you think it was like a fucking, like, the fucking whipped cream or something? What
well,
the fuck did you think
work,
it was?
Did it? I just sort of smeared around the top. I didn't know what I was doing. I was panicking.
God, I'm dying. I've got a cough. I've got a mute.
What did you do after you smeared it around the top?
Oh my God.
Just sort of give up.
Well, you're kind of done then, so I guess, yeah, and, you should give it up.
And then sort of realise that you do sort of get more than a bucket worth in your life.
Oh, my God.
Because I always thought you just had a set amount when you were young, and obviously that don't work like that. Obviously, it might do. Actually, it might be why I'm in a world of trouble.
right, guys, so we're out of here this week. That's the last of it. If you want to email us, it's tsjnp.com@gmail.com. We read all your emails for Cerebral Satire. Please keep them coming. We would really like to hear some emails or some MP3s for you guys. Let us know how we're doing. Even if it's just a shout out, just to say, you know, fuck you, you suck, I love you, or whatever. Please let us know how we're doing. iTunes, it's tsjnp.com on iTunes. Rate us, share us wherever you listen. And I got a little clip going out here. It's from a TV show I really enjoy. I really like. It's really super well written. I hope you guys like it. MC Vigilante on Twitter. It's Devil Vamp on Twitter. Hashtag CSatire for anything you want us to see. Have a great week, everybody. Bye.
The universe speaks in many languages, but only one voice. The language is not Narn or human or Centauri or Gaeum or Minbari. It speaks in the language of hope.
It speaks in the language of trust. It speaks in the language of strength and the language of compassion. It is the language of the heart and the language of the soul. But always it is the same voice. It is the voice of our ancestors speaking through us, and the voice of our inheritors waiting to be born. It is the small, still voice that says, we are one. No matter the blood, no matter the skin, no matter the world, no matter the star, we are one. No matter the pain, no matter the darkness, no matter the loss, no matter the fear, we are one. Here, gathered together in common cause, we agree to recognize this singular truth and this singular rule, that we must be kind to one another.
Because each voice enriches us and ennobles us, and each voice lost diminishes us. We are the voice of the universe, the soul of creation, the fire that will light the way to a better future. We are one.